The boss of the corporate regulator is facing his second day of grilling at the Banking Royal Commission. Chairman James Shipton is being forced to explain why ASIC has failed to take financial institutions to court even when they've committed serious offences. Following today's session is the presenter of The Business, Carrington Clark. Carrington, counsel assisting Rowena Orr has managed to elicit some major concessions from James Shipton already today.
Yeah, that's right. Rowena Orr has grilled the corporate cop for what she has posited is a reluctance to go hard on those institutions that they're tasked with keeping an eye on. And James Shipton, the chair of ASIC, has admitted that they have, instead of taking court action, been much more inclined to take things like enforceable undertakings or negotiated settlements instead of actually taking the tough action. At one point today, we've heard from James Shipton express that because of the limit on their resources, the best that they could get, the best position that they could get from them was a public expression of disappointment by the regulator and also a private expression of disappointment to the organisations in which they're regulating. And obviously that seems very insufficient given the trove of terrible issues that we've seen uncovered by the Royal Commission. This is Rowena Orr talking to the chair of ASIC about whether or not they're actually taking appropriate action.
Why do you do that, Mr. Shipton? Why do you need to get an indication as to whether they will accept and pay it? The parking inspector doesn't seek an indication from the person he's giving a parking fine to as to whether they will accept and pay it. He just does it. Why don't you just do that?
My understanding from the team is that if there is an unwillingness to accept an infringement notice, we would just go straight to court. In other words, what it is trying to be as efficient as possible as we can with our limited resources. And so it is a matter that we apply given the limitations that we have on our resources.
That's ASIC Chairman James Shipton on the stand at the Royal Commission. And while ASIC is facing the heat today, Carrington Clark, other senior executives who must be concerned that their time is coming next week.
Yeah, that's right. So next week, we will see the Royal Commission move back to what has been the base for most of the Royal Commission hearings. That's down in Melbourne. And we'll be starting off by hearing from the NAB, which has obviously had a range of scandals, and hearing from both the chair and the CEO on those matters. What's really interesting about this week is we've had a dedicated almost day and a half to the corporate regulator. And next week, we'll be finishing this entire round, the Royal Commission, as it were, with the regulator of the banks from a prudential sense, that's APRA. So based on the performance and based on the pointed questions that we've heard from counsel assisting Rowena Orr, you can expect that APRA will be coming in for the blowtorch treatment as well.
Carrington Clark, presenter of The Business on ABC TV. Thank you.